Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Do you know that movie with the ball?
The
basketball.
Castaway.
That's the one.
With Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Wilson!
I've been racking my brain trying to remember the name of the movie.
What the hell's that got to do with the Tradies in Business podcast, Coxie?
Well, one of the questions I like to ask while we're making our guests comfortable is, do they have a nickname? Because all tradies have got nicknames, right?
Yeah, true.
And our guest today, Ryan, has a nickname, Wilson.
Which is just his last name.
I know, but we did talk about the ball.
Yeah, okay. I think your dad joke game is not as strong.
I've got a terrible dad joke game. Thank goodness.
It's not really one of those transferable, transferable skills.
It's really
is
not.
It?
You've either got it or you don't, and I don't.
It's like some weird genetic defect in men.
I don't know. And does it only happen once you have kids?
I think so, because my dad jokes were actually funny before I had my daughter. Well, I didn't have my daughter, but I was part of creating her.
Were they ever funny, really, though? I can't say I've ever laughed at any of your jokes.
Welcome to the show, listeners. We're just going to move on from that. And,
Oh, dear. Warwick might need some tissues.
I'm offended, Nicole.
Not again, Warwick.
That's what you do. That's in 2019, is it?
Yes, it is.
I take offense at everything. great guest today. Bit of a difference today. You're not going to learn anything in today's episode.
Well, you might.
Yeah, I guess you could. But if you do, it's not going to be about how to market your trade business or how to improve your cash flow or how to employ the good staff or anything else that is going to help you get off the tools and into a true business, which is what you can learn at the Tradies in Business Trade Desk. We often talk about hanging out with the right kind of people and the people that are going to rub off on you so that you start to get the results that you want in your business. And quick plug for something that Coxie and I have been working very hard on in the last 6 months.
Very hard.
Longer than 6 months. Feels like about 6 years.
It does.
Hopefully not because it's working with you, Coxie. But there you go. Right back at you.
That was coming.
So we've created this thing called the Trade Desk because, you know, if you want a bit of guidance or advice or a little tip on, you know, where to find something or how to use it or which is the best one, well, you can go to the Trade Desk and get that elsewhere as a tradie. So we figured, well, you know, tradies in business, they could probably use a Trade Desk for their business. So if you want a bit of advice or a tip or, you know, some feedback on what might be the best tool for you to use or, you know, which aisle to look in for the thing that you're after, you can join the Trade Desk. It's a subscription like everything else these days, kind of like Netflix and Spotify and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, but this one you get some good value.
Yeah, well, this one's going to make you money.
Yes.
And get your time back. So go to tradiesinbusiness.com.au. You will find all the buttons there to go and check out the Trade Desk. Go have a look at it. It's got a ton of value in there. You get to hang out with a bunch of other tradies who are doing some cool stuff. You get access to me and Coxie away from the microphone, where we can help you with whatever problems you've got. There's, you know, live Q&As. There's case studies that we release. There's templates and training videos and all sorts of stuff. We're constantly adding more to this every day. It's a carton of beer a month, actually less than a carton of beer. I don't think you can buy a carton of beer for $49 a month, can you?
I don't know how much a carton of beer is. I don't drink it.
No. Someone said to me the other day, it was like, oh, yeah, I gave him two cartons for doing that job for me. It's $50. I was like, wow, you can get two cartons for $50. He said, no, $50 each.
Yeah. Well, that'd be cheaper than a coffee.
And it was crap beer too.
Well, let's just say it's cheaper than coffee.
Yeah. So it's $49 a month. There is a money-back guarantee. Mm-hmm. Go check it out. tradiesinbusiness.com.au/trade desk. And now, stop listening to me prattle on about that and have a listen to Wilson. Well, Ryan Wilson from Free Trade Day. Awesome chat. You need to listen to this. So joining us on the podcast today is a bloke by the name of Ryan, and I'm going to do my usual thing, Coxie, and let Ryan introduce himself. G'day, Ryan.
It's best.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Now, listeners are probably like, who's this Ryan guy and what is he going to teach us? But mate, tell us a bit about yourself and we'll get into some of your story and what we really want to talk about today.
Sure thing. Well, yeah, look, I'm an electrician and I have taken over my dad's business. Roughly about 6 or 7 years ago, I took over his business and I'm basically paying him a bit of a pension, bought the business off him, and I have now tripled or quadrupled it in size. So we've got a few guys working for us now, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. So, yeah, basically we do all sorts of electrical. We do some new residential builds. Mm-hmm. We specialize in maintenance. I think there's about 20 odd local real estates that we work for. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, no, it's pretty good. Like I try to keep, you know, all of my boys, you know, got a bit of a relaxed vibe. Obviously we do get a bit of pressure with holiday guests. We all live in an area that is frequented by people having a good time, and yeah, lots of holiday guests come to the
it's very diplomatic, Ryan.
That's it. Yeah, we're on the central coast of New South Wales, so we're about an hour north of Sydney. Mm-hmm. So yeah, look, it's all going good. And you know, I go through a lot of waves, obviously dealing with high pressure situations, and mm-hmm. then you know, you feel like you're on top of the world when everything is getting done as it should do. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm riding the wave. I've sort of found my limits in terms of how many people I can manage.
Yes.
Without that having a negative impact on my family.
Mm-hmm. How many staff have you got, Ryan?
So there's 9 staff, and myself, mm-hmm. so which is made up of, we've got my wife who actually works for me. Mm-hmm. Now I work for her naturally.
Yes.
Nice pick up, mate.
Yeah. So she's like I'm the director per se, and she is the manager more or less. So, yes. Yeah, you just gotta, with the wife, we've just gotta remember to stop talking about work after, yeah. you know, 5:30.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a learning curve for me,
it
making
really
sure to separate. Yeah, because I mean, when you work with your partner, you've just gotta draw that line in the sand.
Yes.
So yeah, got a few Sparkies. I think we got 4 Sparkies other than myself, mm-hmm. And we have a few apprentices as well. So
a decent
one apprentice. Yeah, sorry. I was going to say one apprentice is just about to get his license, actually. Yeah, so.
Yeah, exciting. Nice, mate. Decent-sized business for a young bloke.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, I got handed a pretty good framework from my old man, which was he worked for a couple of real estates, obviously, and he had a bit of a system going that was fairly easy to build up. He had a couple of pretty good clients, so I was able to use those clients and his history of, you know, not having or having a good reputation for 20, 30 years. I was able to use that as leverage to grow the business, which helped a lot.
That's great.
So what's been, you know, you said you've grown it quite substantially, Ryan. What's been the secret sauce to that?
Yeah, okay. So, look, I seriously reckon – the source to growing a good business, that the main element that I find that helps out businesses is kindness. So if you are kind in a way that, you know, you're reasonably priced, or you're kind in a way that you have empathy for people, like, you know, I'll get a call and it might be a little old lady that doesn't have a lot of money, and we might work for her for, you know, we might fix a light for her for $50 or whatever it is, you know, something a lot lesser than our hourly rate. So, you know, I think kindness is the key, and obviously communication as well with your clients. You don't want them to feel like a number. You want them to feel like you are tailor-making your service towards their needs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's probably the key. And so, obviously, this would lead me into something else.
Yes.
That has happened recently that was quite kindness-based.
And that's really what we want to talk about today, isn't it, mate? We're not...
it is.
We're not that excited about electrical businesses. Plumbing, no. Definitely, but not electrical, mate.
Yeah, no. I mean,
just mean.
The electrical industry, it does put spark into your life, but this...
Oh, Ryan, that's a cracker.
I'm a dad, by the way, yeah.
Can't tell at all, mate.
No. So, I... it was 2017. It was around July 2017. I did a particular job for an older gentleman, and he was in his 90s, and he was visually impaired. He could only see silhouettes, and he called me up and said, "Oh, look, my kitchen light is flickering, and he's having trouble locating items." It was one of those old circular fluoros just flicking away.
Mm-hmm.
So I got out there. I thought, "Oh, yep, this will be a little cruisy job." Got out there and fixed the light, no problem. And I felt like he actually wanted to have a bit of a chat to me. Felt like he was a bit of a lonely old fellow, and he went on to tell me he was a war veteran, and you know, had a lot of family, a lot of friends back in the day, and so this guy's now in his mid-90s, and obviously a lot of his friends and family had passed on. And so yeah, I just got the vibe he really wanted to chat, and he went on to tell me that he hadn't had hot water for about 18 months. And he basically, none of the other lights in his house were working either. Oh, but he just really wanted that kitchen light to work, because that's where he spent a massive majority of his time, in the kitchen. So, yeah, look, what I did is I did a bit of a Band-Aid job on the hot water system, because it was so badly rusted. The tank needed replacing, had a bit of a leak to it. But I thought, oh, look, I can at least get this water hot for you in the short term. And he was sort of coming at me saying, "Oh, look, it's okay." And I said, "No, it's all good." And I fixed a couple of other lights through the house for him, and didn't really hear much from him after that, other than about 3 months later, when he called me and he said, "Look, I just wanted to let you know that hot water has changed my life. It's made me," because he suffered from arthritis and back pain and all of that, so it relieved him of a lot of pain having that hot water, particularly through the colder months. And he said, "Look, it's actually failed again. That's what made me think of you." And I said, "Oh, look, you're gonna have to get a plumber out there to replace the tank, because it was on its last legs when I was there. So I don't want to go around in circles." And he said, "Oh, how much is that going to cost to replace the tank?" And I said, "Oh, you know, you'll be looking at least $1,500, maybe a couple of grand." And he said, "Oh, well, looks like I'll, it's going into summer anyway, I think he said, I'll be right."
Oh,
and so I felt pretty bad, but obviously I'm no plumber and I couldn't replace that tank. Which leads me to the next time I went out his way. I actually had to do a job for a neighbor of his, which was only about 3 weeks after I last spoke to him. And that neighbor let me know that the older gentleman had actually passed away.
Oh, gosh.
So I was absolutely guilt-ridden. And I thought to myself, why didn't I try to organize a plumber? You know, it's $2,000 is something, you know, barely any tradies would be able to just fork out of their pocket as a goodwill gesture.
Yes.
So, you know, I didn't – it just felt bad that this guy had served our country and somehow slipped through the cracks of society. And you know, wasn't getting any support from the channels that he should be getting support from. And I think a lot of that was to do with how proud he was of himself, and he didn't really want to, you know, ask for help. So I had an idea. It must have been at about midnight, like I couldn't sleep, and I thought, I'm going to do something once a year, or, you know, I'm going to do something tomorrow. I'm going to write on our business Facebook page. I'm going to look for people, and I'm going to say, if you know of anyone in a tough situation, someone that is, you know, financially unable to hire tradies, because tradies are bloody expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that's in a dangerous situation, you know, PowerPoint's hanging out the walls, or whatever it might be, or somebody that is without essential services. So somebody that without hot water, without lights, without power. I said, if you know, having you know, 5, 6, 7 staff at the time when I did in 2017, I was able to, you know, have some serious impact having all of those guys. So what I basically said on Facebook, I said, we're going to work a day for free on the Central Coast because this community has supported our business for such a long time. And, you know, whether it be one day a year, that's the absolute least I could do.
Yes.
And I reached out. I said, if anyone knows, if anyone's struggling, dob them in, because we're going to go to their house next week and do all the stuff for free and supply all the material for free.
Wow.
And it was, you know, it was to ease my guilt. And it was just because of, you know, the support my business gets off our local community. I wanted to give back to the people. So that absolutely escalated. I actually ended up doing the Facebook post at like just after midnight, after this idea popped into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, that's my little chihuahua going nuts in the background. It's my wife's dog, but it absolutely loves me.
Yeah.
I can hear that.
Sure, Ryan. It's your dog, isn't it, mate?
It is now. Yeah. So did the Facebook status. My phone was just going absolutely nuts from about sort of 5 o'clock when people started waking up. It was ding, ding, ding. And I'd like put it on silent. Then it just started vibrating off its head. And I got up and I had all these missed calls. I had like 3 or 4 missed calls. This is before 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And looked on Facebook and I had like something like 80 shares or something like that. It was big. So anyway, got another call when I was up and I picked up the phone. It was the local radio station saying, oh, your status is going viral. You're trending. I didn't even know what trending meant.
You thought it was getting some new board shorts, mate.
So, exactly. Yeah. So had a couple of local radio stations get me on live on the air before I had a coffee. I was like, oh, what? Yeah, all right. So sort of told them why I did it. And after that, after going on the air, the local radio stations received huge amounts of calls from other businesses, you know, all types of tradies, plumbers, even mechanics, roofers, the list goes on, carpenters, tilers. So everybody wanted to help with this, and they said, look, what's it called? What is this day that you've created? What is it called? And
we interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special message.
That was the worst newsreader voice I've heard in a long time.
That was me trying to do a deep voice.
That'd be like me trying to do a high voice.
Yep, just a shit.
G'day, gang. Sorry to interrupt your listening. Before we let Ryan tell you what the name of the day is that they came up with, we just wanted to tell you about something really, really cool that's coming up really, really soon.
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah, so 2nd of April 2019, if you're listening to this pretty much in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if you're listening to this 12 months after the fact. You missed out. sucker. No. but if you're listening to this before the 2nd of April 2019, you need to head on over to tradiesinbusiness.com.au/trade desk because we're having a launch party on the 2nd.
We are.
And actually launching the trade desk for reals.
For reals.
For reals.
Mm. And we've got a super special tasty offer.
Yes. So if you go to that page and pop your name in and register, we're actually going to give you the first 2 months access to the trade desk, which is normally $49 a month.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give that to you for $2.
Deuce.
So for $2, you get 2 months access to the trade desk. Plus, if you register and tune in to the live launch party on the 2nd of April.
We can have balloons and stuff.
I can blow some up for you.
Yes.
then you could win 12 months access for free.
Yes.
So that's worth like nearly $500.
One lucky winner.
One lucky tradie
in
business.
Everybody who signs up early is lucky because they get 2 months for $2.
Yeah. And then you'll think it's so amazing that you'll stay anyway.
Of course you will. What are they going to get in the trade desk, Was? Let's tell
them. Okay, so trade desk, you get fortnightly live Q&A with me and Coxie and some special guests.
Tick.
You get scripts and templates and systems to help you basically implement them straight away in your business.
Tick.
There's video training, business improvement videos.
Tick.
There's hot seat recordings with our other Trade Desk members where they basically drop their pants and share what's going on for them.
Tick.
There is, crikey, there's partner offers.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is probably one of the most exciting parts for
this is
for
like
everybody.
The Big Mac of juicy hamburgers.
Yeah, it's like the double Whopper cheese upgrade thing.
Royale with cheese.
So, yeah, you get a heap of cool bonuses, discounts, special offers, value adds from our strategic partners. And there is a closed Facebook group, especially for Trade Desk members, so that the stinky general public can't come and hang out there and annoy you.
Absolutely. Why would you want the general public? Don't we deal with them enough?
So that is the Trade Desk. There is more content being loaded all the time. Coxie and I are recording more business videos and grabbing exclusive podcast interviews from mm-hmm. some of our guests as well, where they go sort of deep dive into how to implement some of the stuff. Best thing you could do right now is before you listen to Ryan share the name of his thing that he's about to drop, is to head on over to the website, tradiesinbusiness.com.au/trade desk, or if you just go to the website, it's on the homepage there. Click the button. It tells you all about it, tells you about the $2 offer, and there's a way for you to register and get your name on the list, and you could win 12 months access.
Absolutely. Come join us at the party. I can't wait.
Yeah. See you on the 2nd.
After a few failed attempts at naming the day, my wife came up with Free Trade Day.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, and it escalated from there. So we had local wholesalers, in particular, John R. Turks at my local at Erina. They said, oh, look, we want to, you know, chuck in, it was like a few thousand dollars of material, like a tab where tradies that are helping with Free Trade Day can literally walk into these wholesalers and grab a bit of gear so long as they provide the wholesalers with the job information. Another big wholesaler or hardware store, I should say, was Mitre 10 at Kincumber. The manager there, Peter Steele, absolute awesome bloke. He put on a tab for us. And when I say tab, I think we exceed. Like, it never ran out. The guy has an absolute heart of gold. So, yeah, we've got all these tradies, you know, giving up their time. But the other piece to the puzzle is the wholesalers and sponsors being able to provide us material. So that was great, and it made the day possible, and it made it be able to have a huge impact. So look, we got through 2017, and when it all started happening, this event, which was It was held late in the year 2017. Sunrise actually got wind of it. They called me up, and so I was on Sunrise a couple of times in 2017 talking about it, which led into 2018, and that's really when this has just gone absolutely nuts. So last year, 2018, we held Free Trade Day on the 29th of August, and we're basically locking that day in, other than if it falls on a weekend.
Yep.
So last year we had Free Trade Day events. We obviously had it on the coast again. I think it doubled in size on the coast, where we had close to, it would have been about 60 trade businesses just on the Central Coast help out with it. Some of those businesses have multiple employees too. So we're talking big numbers. I'm guessing, at least 100 tradies, sort of like an army of tradies going around the Central Coast. We had other events all around Australia. So we had in a Victoria place called Mansfield. It's pretty small country town, but they got a crew of tradies together. We had Kalgoorlie over in Western Australia. Some awesome chick called Nicola, who ran an electrical business about the same size as my one. She said, "Yep, we're getting this going." She got her local council behind it, who put billboard signs up around. It was huge for their area. I'm sure that they had in excess of 30 businesses over there. You might know the bloke, Chris, down in Adelaide.
Oh, yes, one of our members.
Yeah, so, yes, big shout out to Chris. The guy wears his heart on his sleeve, and he has had a lot to do with personal support for me in growing it, and he absolutely loves it. So he's creating some noise down in Adelaide. And
I think he's given himself a fancy title too, Ryan, of state manager.
Yeah,
Free Trade Day.
Mate, he absolutely deserves it. That was well deserved from Chris. And look, just recently, another shout out to Chris. He obviously, people need help all through the year.
Yes.
And some people can't wait for the 29th of August. So Chris just recently presented me with a story about a young couple who they had a premature child. I think the child was quite premature. So respiratory issues. And on top of having this premature child, they had some sort of roof issue where a lot of water came in for an extended period of time, and they were able to fix that roof. But unfortunately, all of the rain coming in had created black mold through the house. So obviously that is a killer. And when you're bringing a small child, a small premature child with respiratory issues into a house like that, you're basically, and they had nowhere else to go, so had a lot of, when this story went on Facebook, we had a lot of people saying, why don't they go somewhere else? Like, a lot of people don't have that option. So Chris really created a bit of noise around this, and he went out there. I think he might have had a little bit of help from some local sponsors, but look, the majority of that job he basically did by himself. So he did repaired the roof where there was water damage, got rid of the mold in one way or another, fresh coat of paint. I know there's still some issues with the place. I think their vanity was almost falling down because of water. So we're on the hunt for a vanity. So this happened 2 weeks ago. So it's not our usual type job, because we want to sort of focus it in August, late August every year.
Yep.
And that sort doesn't die out because I think if we did have it all year round, it would lose a bit of the, you know, that special time of the year. And obviously media drives it as well. So if we've got massive numbers in a particular time of the year, we can use that media as leverage for sponsors and all of that sort of stuff. So,
that's
yeah.
awesome, mate.
No, Chris. Yeah, yeah. So now we're into 2019 and I'm like, holy shit, I have started something massive. So right now I'm like, how am I going to deal with scaling this?
Yes.
And like, you know, I'm looking after two kids. I'm running my own business. So I've just recently reached out to we started our own legal charity. So that was that's a whole nother story. I almost had to become a lawyer to work out how to do that.
I was going
to
say, mate, that is a minefield.
Shout out to my mate who actually did most of the work on that one.
You're just taking credit for it, mate.
Yeah, I take credit. I'm like
a true tradie.
I'm like the face of it, but I've got this crew of my, like, four of my, including my wife, four of my best mates, and we all have our strengths. So they've helped me endlessly.
It's a good little nod to building a good team, though, Ryan. I mean, jokes aside, mate, surrounding yourself with the right people in any venture, whether it's a trade business or a charitable venture like you've kicked off there, mate, is key to making it sustainable and long-term.
Definitely, that's correct. So look, even though now there's, you know, we had to create a board because that's what you have to do when you start a charity. So we've got five of us on the board, all great mates, which really helps. But it is too much for us to handle because, you know, obviously all of my team, we all have full-time jobs and most of us have kids and that sort of stuff. So we're like, how are we going to handle, you know, because last year, I think there was about five or six events. How would we handle 60 events? Or how would we handle going out to the western suburbs of Sydney where there are, you know, there's probably a million people that live out there alone. How would we handle that? So we really needed so we're reaching out to, you know, technology partners. So we want to take a lot of the human work out of it by having some sort of, let's call it like an application or a website that can pick up keywords, you know, like leaking tap from somebody who is nominating someone that needs help, and they can put that in the plumbing basket and they can also, this website can also, this is what we're hoping we're walking into shortly, this website will also geographically categorize everyone in terms of their location. And then that will go auto-populate into a spreadsheet that will then be delivered to the relevant regional coordinator. So that's what we're looking at, which leads me to my next problem, which was how do we find awesome regional coordinators, people that have the skills to and the time. That's the big thing, the time to manage all this, and you've got to also promote it. So now just the most recent development is we've reached out to Lions Club Australia because they actually have so many members in the Lions Club, and you know the demographic in the Lions Club is a little bit older, but they were all tradies once.
Yes,
and they're, you know, the majority of those guys are awesome people, and they have the skills and the time to be able to really help out with it. So this is just really early development. So we're going to try to look at into hitting up local Lions clubs and using those clubs to be able to scale it into whatever region we need to go.
How's your head feeling, Ryan? You've had to come on board in your dad's business and create your own and expand that business. And then from there, you've had this epiphany at 12 o'clock at night, and you've created this massive day. You've had to think about how to scale that up. Now you're thinking about developing websites and apps and trying to keep on top of it all. How is your head? Is it just whirring constantly?
Yeah, obviously it is a spin out in terms of how much work there is to do and what my actual skills are. I'm obviously, there's a lot of things that I'm not good at, but I'm not shy in looking for help and asking for help. But yeah, so look, this is a lot of the reason that early this year I've identified, yeah, this wants to grow, it wants to evolve. All of the tradies want to be a part of it. It's just, it's infectious. And if, you know, a tradie giving up a day's pay is definitely doable if it's one day a year. Mm. And, but like for the people that you can help, it's actually on that day, it's actually absolutely life changing.
Mm.
And from all of the tradies that have, done free trade day already, they've come out of it saying that it was probably the most rewarding day that they have been associated with through their profession. And, it's made them feel really good about themselves, which is great. But look, I haven't really answered that question correctly.
That's because your head is thinking about 10 things at once.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah, look, I've just got to outsource help. Mm. And so, yeah, pretty much the lines, I'm putting a lot of stuff onto them, and I've got a more or less like a head project manager type guy now.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my mates, he's just making sure people are staying on track with their tasks.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, looking forward to letting it grow. I would gladly hand the reins over to anyone who can do this better than what I am. It's not something that I want to keep close to my chest.
Yeah.
And help me self-promote at all. I would, if anyone, you know, with the skill base, you know, someone that might be in a charity or, you know, some crazy event management company came at me and said, yep, this is awesome, let's do it, I would not hesitate in handing the reins over at all, because yeah, it's a lot of work, and I want it to get as big and as effective as it can be.
I think, Ryan, the opportunity, tradies are a really generous bunch. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in our day-to-day lives thinking about what's going on for us, we don't understand how big an impact we can have on another person's life. And a day like this just allows everybody to come together, give up a bit of time, because, you know, it's a day. We can do a day. It's one day. A bit of time. And like you said, it can absolutely change lives, but not only the lives of the people that you're going to help, but the tradies. And I think that'd be the fascinating side effect here, is that the way the tradies feel about themselves after that day that they've given up and work for free, and then the follow on in their own lives and their own businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it helps with, one tradie that did free trade day actually said like he was feeling the blues, a little bit depressed, and that day just reiterated to him how good it is to have a set of skills that can really change someone's life.
Mm.
And so, yeah, awesome for the tradies. But not only the tradies, it's awesome for the sponsors too.
Yes.
Because we've got, like, all of a sudden this wholesaler that I named, it's the Rexel Group. So John R. Turks, they're known Australia wide. So mm-hmm. all of a sudden they have all of these local electricians coming through their doors who might not have done that otherwise. So yes. it gives them a platform to also build a relationship with new clients. So yeah, it's like it's a win-win-win in terms of, you know, people are getting work done in their houses that can't afford it for free. They're stoked. The tradies come out of it absolutely stoked. And our sponsors, material sponsors, are developing all of these new relationships. Obviously, we try to plug the hell out of everyone that helps along the line. So, you know, if those people that we help, if they're willing to get a few photos or whatever, we'll take a photo. We will check in at wholesalers. We will deliver those stories to our suppliers. We'll tag our trades involved. So, yeah, it's a great way to take your business to the next level in terms of exposure. Yeah,
I think it's also great for the trade industry as a whole. You know, for tradies, like there's a fair bit of tradie bashing that goes on from time to time, and you know, there's some positive press, but generally speaking, complaints about the trades. You know, the tradies have a particular reputation in this country, and I think this sort of thing, mate, just shows that tradies are people just like everybody else. But you know, we've got big hearts and have a lot to offer as well. So I think it's awesome from that point of view of pulling together all the different industries, you know, even electricians and plumbers, mate.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I can't even remember the amount of times I've heard Tracy Grimshaw, you know, going on about rip off tradies that have walked mud through over your carpet and blah, blah, blah. We do get a bit of a negative stereotype. And this is just bringing down those walls for sure. So it's awesome for all trades in general. And big shout out to Sunrise too for, you know, continuing to back us. They backed us last year when we started, and they are going to give us another yell again this year. So yeah, we're looking good.
Cool, mate. Cool. Well, it's certainly a fantastic thing that you're doing, Ryan. And mate, big ups to you for recognising that you need to build a team around you, mate, and hand off a whole bunch of responsibility so that it can grow beyond just you. I think that takes a lot of humility and some foresight, mate. So well done on that
one.
I suspect Yvette, your wife, has been in the background with
Let's
all
call
of this.
Her the linchpin.
Yes. She's actually doing work, and I'm having a chat to you guys. She got the short straw.
She has.
Yeah.
But look, before we finish up, guys, too, I just wanted to say, you know, if you are a tradie out there, or you want to get involved with Free Trade Day, we do have a website. It's currently down at the minute because of how big this is getting, so we're just rebuilding it. That it'll be back up on the air March. So that's Free Trade Day, all one word.com.au. so freetradeday.com.au. so on there's three buttons. One is to nominate somebody, and the reason that we've got the nominate button is because there are a lot of people out there that don't even realize they need help. So you can actually dob in your neighbour, dob in a family member, dob in that person that you bump into in the grocery store that, you know, is struggling.
And they're often proud to ask too, mate.
Mm.
Oh, definitely right, yeah. So you can nominate. The more information provided to us, the better, so we can sort of plan the job and make sure it fits into our scope. And then there is a register button. So any tradies that want to register, you'll just have to jump on there, fill out your business details, punch in a license number, because we want to uphold the we don't want any sort of tradie doing these jobs. We want tradies with a good reputation, with licenses, that sort of stuff. You know, we've got a bit of a quality control there. Obviously, the more the better, but we've just got to make sure that
they are above board.
Good.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And the third button is for sponsors. Any sponsors that want to jump on board and help out and or donate. You know, if there's a sponsor that might not necessarily be able to give us material, they could potentially donate, you know, however much they're happy with towards the cause. Yeah. So.
Awesome, mate. And we should probably try and track down a sausage and onion provider as well.
Onions have got to go on the bottom.
Just so we get some WH&S compliant sauce on bread.
Yes, that's
mate,
it.
That's Ryan. That's awesome, mate. Chris Reed, who's a member of the Traders in Business Group.
Hi, Chris.
G'day, Chris. If you're listening, mate, love your work. Love your logo too, by the way. Just a bit of an ego stroke there. But yeah, when he mentioned the whole thing, it was like, oh, we got to chat to this guy. So I'm glad we tracked you down, Ryan, and made the time, mate. Fantastic thing that you've put together. Coxie and I'll obviously promote the heck out of it. Mm-hmm. For anybody who's listening to this, head on over to the Tradies in Business group on Facebook or hit our website, tradiesinbusiness.com.au, or you can obviously find Ryan and the team at the new website at freetradeday.com.au. So, mate, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, guys, and thanks for reaching out. I know together we can create a platform that's going to help a lot of people, and I appreciate you guys giving us a yell, and of course we're going to give you guys a yell back. So thanks again.
Thanks, good, Ryan.
Mate. I haven't been to the Central Coast for a while. We might have to come down for a strategic planning meeting or something, mate.
Sausage sizzle?
Definitely. That's right. No, tradies don't mind a beer either.
All right, mate. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and we look forward to bigger and more helpful things and kind things from Free Trade Day, mate.
That's it. You know, the key is kindness, guys. All the best. Thanks again.
Love your work.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.